trials in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are going through some changes. One involves the introduction of juries. The concept is as foreign to Georgians as it is familiar to Americans, and Americans are planning or playing a role in helping Georgians get ready. Reporter Mary Stuckey has some examples.
That's the trailer from a three-part miniseries on Georgian TV. A pregnant woman is brutally murdered. Her husband is charged with the crime, and a jury decides his fate. The miniseries debuted on October 1st. That's the same day Georgia began offering jury trials just for murder cases in and around the capital, Tbilisi.
I never thought when I took the job I would be working on scripts or screenplays that would introduce Georgians to the jury system.
That's Jared Kimball, an American lawyer from Spokane, who grew up watching TV courtroom dramas like L.A. Law. He was assigned the task of writing the TV scripts as part of a U.S. Justice Department program in Georgia.
I'm a career prosecutor, but I wanted to really write these to be even so that the juries really had a lot to wrestle with. And we would use a famous Georgian, an actor, a sports figure, to be in the jury as a way to kind of draw attention. So if people were flipping through the channels, they might see someone famous on the jury in this show and keep watching. And I think it worked.
It seems to have worked for this Tbilisi resident, Roland Vashagashvili.
I have seen the TV show, and after watching it, I have a more positive view of juries, even though the show was too theatrical for me.
Still, others remain skeptical. Nino Danelia, who lives in Tbilisi, says she's worried about jury duty.
I'm very afraid if one day I will receive a notice saying that I have to go to the court and have a decision, because I can sentence him and I can be wrong. I can't dare to judge others.
And Anna Panisashvili says it's going to take a lot more than a TV show to get Georgians to accept juries.
Georgian society doesn't trust the courts. People think juries could be bribed just as easily as judges.
In fact, Georgians rank the judiciary as the most corrupt institution in the country. U.S. District Judge John Thunheim has been working with judges in Georgia.
And there clearly is corruption there, and I think that the jury is going to decide whether the person is guilty or not guilty, not the judge. Get the people involved in very important decision-making and essentially take it away from a judiciary that people widely view as corrupt.
Georgia's Supreme Court Assistant Chief Justice Zaza Meyashvili is considered to be one of the country's young reformers. Meyashvili thinks serving on juries will make Georgians more engaged citizens.
We are not only ready to delegate our power to the juries, we are also happy, because giving power to them to make the decision is a big step forward on the way to the democratization of the country.
So far, no defendant has chosen a jury trial, but Jared Kimball expects it to happen any time now.
And I think that people will be ready for that first trial. And I know I'll be there in the front row.
And that trial will be for real. If it goes well in Tbilisi, jury trials will expand to other parts of Georgia and could include crimes in addition to murder. For The World, I'm Mary Stuckey.
Ketevan Vashagashvili contributed to that report.